Hey there, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. One of the great things about the Microsoft Surface Pro X, which of course is running Windows 10 for ARM, is that it also supports the Windows subsystem for Linux. That means you can run Ubuntu or Debian inside of your Windows desktop. And of course, because it's running natively, all the binaries inside of Linux in WSL are 64-bit ARM binaries. No emulation, no emulating of Intel or AMD, all native for the Microsoft SQ1 processor. So if that sounds interesting, please let me explain. Okay, so here I am on the Surface Pro X. Of course, this is Windows on ARM. And to install the Windows subsystem for Linux, we need to turn that feature on and off inside Windows. To do that, we get down to the Start menu, and we search for Turn Windows Feature On or Off. This will bring us up a small control panel. And you just scroll down here to the bottom where you'll see this thing here, Windows Subsystem for Linux. I've already got it installed. Once you've done that, you then need to go over to the Microsoft Store and search for Linux and install one of these. I've chosen already Ubuntu. Debian would be another popular choice. And once you've got that up and running, you are then able to start up Ubuntu again by going to the Start menu, typing in Ubuntu, and up will come a window. Okay, so I've just changed the font to make it more readable. Of course, this is standard Windows subsystem for Linux. So if we do a more of such /OS release, it tells us it thinks it's running Ubuntu. But of course, if we run a command like top, we can see that this is kind of an emulation layer on top, because this isn't a full kernel running here with all those other processes. However, as far as the user programs are concerned, this is a Linux system. Now, all of the stuff in the Linux system here, of course, is on ARM. So if we do file /user/bin/, you know, just pick any binary, for example, yes, it tells us very clearly that this is a 64-bit ARM 64 binary. So all of the binaries that are running here under WSL on Windows 10 for ARM are, of course, ARM binaries, which means you're actually getting native performance, something that maybe you're not quite getting today over on the Windows side. We're getting much better native performance here on the Windows subsystem for Linux. Now, if you wanted to do some app development, you can, of course, use Visual Studio Code and then integrate that in with a Windows subsystem for Linux. It doesn't seem to be quite working as well as it does on Intel in terms of the integration. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go over to the C drive on the Windows side of the world. So we go over to users Gary, and I've created over there a folder called WSL. Okay, and here I've got a C program, a Go program, and a Rust program. Now, if we want to run Visual Studio Code, we can actually now run that, but running it normally from within inside Windows. When this is running on Intel, there is a much better integration. I'm sure this will get fixed over time. However, right now you have to kind of do it manually. And then if we open up a folder here, we can pick that WSL folder that I've got there. And then here we are inside of Visual Studio Code. So I've got these three programs here. HelloWorld.c, a very simple C program. HelloWorld.go, a very simple Go program. And HelloWorld.rust, which is a very simple .rs, a very simple Rust program. And if we go back to our Ubuntu code, here we can actually run these programs. So let's do cc minus o hello world.c, and if we do a file of that, we can see file hello world is again a 64-bit ARM binary that we have now compiled here on the Surface Pro X. And of course, we can just run that very simply, hello world from C. Same thing with go. We can say go run hello world.go. And that's now going to build us hello world from Golang. And again, we can compile the Rust. It's a simple Rust. I'm not using cargo. We're just going to do a simple compile here. Rust hello w.rs. And again, now we can check that binary file. And again, it's Arch 64. And again, if we run that now, we're going to have hello w from Rust. So you can see, if you are needing to do some Linux development and you want to buy a laptop like the Surface Pro X, you're going to get full Windows subsystem for Linux, and you're going to get all the native binaries running inside of this, which is a really, really useful way of doing kind of development here inside of this laptop. Now, the next thing you'll probably want to do is also to run some GUI programs, and unfortunately, this is where things start to go a bit wrong. So here we are. I've installed the VCX server, so that's already installed, and you can launch that the normal way you would. Also, I've got a whole video on this, which I'll link to in the description below, which shows you how to do this on a normal Intel Windows laptop. So we're just going to fire this up. So there is an X server now running inside of Windows here. And what we can do is we can go back to Ubuntu here. And what we can say is this, we say display. This tells it we want to display remotely, but actually the remote display is actually the local host, and this is basically a bridge of building a way between the Linux subsystem and Windows, that X server that we've got running. You then type export display. I do exactly all this in the other video that I've got linked in the description below. And now, for example, we can run LibreOffice. So if we do that now, LibreOffice will start up. And this is LibreOffice actually running under Ubuntu. So here it is, there it is, running under Ubuntu. So it's a native ARM build, and it's running and sending the display information through to that X server on the Windows side. And of course, we can open up a document here. And so far, everything looks great. But I found out this problem. If I start to type in here, you know, hello world, as we've been doing, and I wanted now to change this font size, and I click here, the font doesn't come down. There's nothing come down. I can change it here by typing in a number, and that will work. I can't pick a font either. I can't pick a default style. Things are not working quite the way they should. And then earlier on, I don't know if it will do it the same now, I said, let's start a new spreadsheet. And let's see what happens. Okay, this time it worked. Last time I did it, it went absolutely crazy. Now, again, can we do... Oh, we can do some drop-down. No. Oh, there you go. So drop-downs in this case now are working inside the spreadsheet. Let's close that. If we go back to the text writer, is that going to fix anything? Okay, can we now select a drop-down here? No. So you still can't do a drop-down here. So it's working, but not working fully. And I found that also, if I go over, look at all the errors there. That's also an indication. If I now do the same thing and try and run Firefox, again, this is Firefox installed under Windows Subsystem for Linux. So it's an ARM build for Linux. If I try and start that up, then again, I've got lots of it, and I get your tab crashed. And lots of errors coming out in the back there. And no matter what I try to type in here, it just doesn't work. It crashes. So it's working, but not working sufficiently good to be usable. However, if you're okay with using the command line and you're okay with using the Visual Studio like I showed you, then this is actually going to work. And it's going to produce the binaries that you need. However, the working with the X server doesn't seem to yet be fully working. Okay, that's it. So as I mentioned there are a couple of videos that I've got on this channel about WSL and how you run X applications from a Raspberry Pi to a Windows machine, or even from a WSL to your Windows machine. And I'll link those in the description below. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.